exhibiting animal behavior that addressed anything other than pack mentality and eating habits. And it was little known that Goodall was originally forbidden to give the apes names or describe them in their familiar connections in her reports. They were to be numbered only and to give pack behavior results pertaining to animal behavior. But she did it anyway. What Goodall knew and what so many of us know today is that animals teach us so much more than just pack behavior. They teach us a whole new understanding of the word animal altogether. For animals and what we differentiate as humans are related in ways we often totally underestimate. The Latin name for animal is animus, an ancient term describing breath, ruah, the breath of God, or the soul of all creation, and is derived from the word anima. We all have soul, although some like to ignore it under the pursuit of greed and power, but that's a whole other sermon and don't get me started. We have souls that breathe the love of God within us. It isn't visible, but it's the very essence of who we are. So if we're animals with soul, don't our pets have soul as well? They breathe, they love, they get sad, they play, and sometimes have greater or lesser needs. And if we believe through the teachings of the Bible that our soul transcends to heaven, then our pets must transcend as well. Few understood this so emphatically than Jane Goodall. This morning, we heard the story about St. Francis and the wolf, that by the unique communication between the two, it allowed a union beyond species and entered into the realm of the spiritual. It's a beautiful parable using gripping metaphor that takes us beyond fear and misunderstanding to oneness with the natural world, compassion and peace. St. Francis lived with the principle of poverty and simplicity all his religious life until he died at the age of 44 while he was singing Psalm 142 during Vespers. A simple life, a peaceful death. His devotion was profound. And during his life, he founded the Franciscan Order, exemplifying the Christian way of simplicity, caring for the poor, and having appreciation for all the natural world. Humans, animals, and nature as a whole, all equal, all loved by God. His teachings are compassionate and encouraging for us to love all creation with equal reverence. But I have to pause here, because you see, like Goodall so eloquently described in her 16 books and her numerous public talks, is that not all humans have soul, but that nature, all nature, including all animals, have soul as well. Sorry. So we are taught by Goodall and St. Francis to love our neighbors, all neighbors, nature, animals, all creatures, great and small. But I've got a confession. I don't love all creatures, great and small. I have a dreadful fear of snakes, a huge aversion to spiders, and I downright loathe mosquitoes. Just ask Andre and Noreen. I had a terrible time with them this summer. It was funny. In spite of that, and whatever you might dread too, I've tried in the deepest sense of belonging and humbleness to pray for a love of all animals. I have to purposely include those terrors into my prayers as I open my eyes and heart to the natural world around me. For throughout history, humans and animals have evolved together. Whether it's the deer, the bear, the raven, the cat, the dog, forgive me, the yucky straight snake, the spider, and the horrible mosquito, we have been inseparable to the animals and all creatures of the earth. We evolved together. Furthermore, there's a mystical union between ourselves and creation, a universal heartbeat that creates a unified rhythm in our very breath. And as we breathe, so does the world. The well-being of the earth is deeply intertwined with our own well-being. There is no separation. Speaking of well-being, this morning we brought our little loved ones, either in person, in digital form, a memory of a pet, or a memory of an encounter with a beast in the wild. So like my two furry friends, Teddy and Tiffy, not necessarily beasts from the wild, but wild little beasts, these little monkeys are an incredible joy in our lives that keep us on our toes but calm us with their love. They love us unconditionally and constantly as we do them, and I thank God for them every day. And I must tell you a story of my deepest love, Sophie, who's here in spirit, the one who taught me to see into the eyes of the soul. When she was dying, we took her to an emergency vet, and they lay her on a table. And she, as she lay there with her dying breath, she looked at me, and I'm crying and babbling and telling her how much I love her, and I'm thanking her for all that she'd done for me, and I went on, and she just looked at me. So I stopped talking, and I looked deeply into her eyes, and our souls connected. And I felt the peace that passes all understanding. For God connected us in the deepest possible way. Our souls touched each other. And I'm sure some of you have stories too of how your soul was touched by a little presence in front of you. I was changed, and I am changed, and I will always be changed because of that encounter. And now, after that incredible experience, I explore the soul of creation with intent. As I try to understand that my well-being is entwined with the well-being of all life, the pulse of the universe, that nothing in the universe is without soul, and the soul is the pathway to God, and that God is the connection to everything. It all sounds so mystical, and perhaps somehow the understanding can be seem unattainable, but God is a persistent love. God is the anima, the breath, the soul, our immortal self that connects us to each other and to everything. It's the prayer that calls us to respect all living things, all things in the way that God loves creation, to go beyond our small perception of life and embrace the very anima that the animals and natures around us already know and express in their own unique ways. Today I urge you to look into your pet's eyes. Search and know the unending love of God as you reach into their soul and they into yours. And if you don't have a pet, see friendship in nature and breathe with the rhythm of life as a whole. Go big. Like the wolf in the story we heard today, that by tolerance and friendship, not dominance over creation, we can live far better lives. We then delve into the true anima of life itself, soul. Our pets do that. They let us be us, and they ask only that we love them and care for them and keep them safe. It's beautiful, really, because it's holy. In closing, as we prepare to bless the animals here and in our hearts and in our memories, may our souls breathe in the rhythm of the spiritual connection between us, our pets, and all creation. May the beating of our hearts beat with the hymn of the earth around us. And may we take the time to breathe in the love of the Creator and feel that intertwined, knotted, inseparable unison of infinite love when we look into the eyes of our pets. May we see God.